For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Today, Canada votes on their new government. Perhaps they'll become the 51st of these United States. The word on the street is the conservative Republican Party is about to take control. I thought I'd call Eugene Oscapella, an Ottawa attorney, to get his thoughts.
The main event right now is the federal election. Canadian drug law is entirely federal law, so there is no equivalent to state drug laws in Canada. So the election of the next federal government is going to have a significant impact on the shape of Canada's drug laws. The party that appears poised to win is our most right-wing party, what they call the Conservative Party, I guess the equivalent, broad equivalent to the Republican Party. And if it gets a majority government, there's a very real possibility that it's going to instead of looking more intelligently at drug laws, that it's just going to go ahead and pull out the tried and true political device of increasing drug sentences. And the leader of the Conservative Party, Stephen Harper, when he was campaigning, was already speaking of introducing mandatory minimum sentences for some drug offenses, which would be a novelty for Canada because there are no mandatory minimum penalties for drug offenses in Canada. And so the prospect of a conservative government getting elected in Canada would not be good for drug policy reform in the country.
I see stories, some of them rather horrific, about Americans in Canada that are being extradited or somehow handed over to U.S. authorities, some while taken from the emergency room.
Yes, the case of Steve Tuck. The lack of humanity in this process never ceases to amaze me. Yeah, there are a number of people who are up for extradition or in the near future or in the slightly more distant future, and it's very troubling. And extradition in many ways becomes a political issue more as much as a legal one. To what extent is Canada willing to stand up to the United States and refuse to extradite people? In effect, the Canadian government is, whichever government gets into power, is looking at a decision where if they refuse to extradite somebody to the United States on principled grounds, it may have an impact on relations with the U.S. and will governments make the very cynical calculation that it's better to sacrifice a few people and send them to the United States for punishment in order to keep good relations with the U.S. So that's the very cold and calculating way that sometimes these situations operate, and there's not a lot of humanity in the process, unfortunately.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.